The Omaha Chamber Music Society is currently immersed in its inaugural season of the Heritage Concert Series. This Tuesday at 7 p.m. in the Simon Concert Hall of the Omaha Conservatory of Music, a Beethovenian evening. Jay Weiss, member of OCMS and longtime trombonist of the Omaha Symphony, says the audience will be treated to an additional composition by Beethoven. Notably, some of his works were not widely published.
Well, the opening piece on the program, the Beethoven 20th Piano Sonata G Major, is a piece that apparently, along with the 19th Sonata, he didn't want to publish. And he had kept them hidden, and his brother published them. This second concert is basically the middle period of Beethoven, even though that 20th Sonata probably belongs to an earlier period. So that sonata will be played by Yulia Kleshnikova. And Yulia is a longtime friend of Omaha Chamber Music Society, and she's a senior faculty member at the Omaha Conservatory and a brilliant performer. And we're really looking forward to hearing her both on the piano sonata and then along with Ara Cho, the Kreutzer violin sonata.
Thomas Klug, music director for this concert series and principal viola for the Omaha Symphony, likes to explore different periods of Beethoven when choosing repertoire.
I think it's fascinating that he went back to an older style of composing when he'd already developed his new style. I think that's somewhat unique amongst composers, from all the way from Haydn through contemporary composers. They tend to leave their old style behind. That might have been why Beethoven didn't want them published, but he still had it in him. And in some ways, it's almost an innocent sort of music. And I think we often associate Beethoven's music with music that is burdened, music that has a message, a personal expression that he has to let out that he can't express in any other way.
Jay and Thomas have expertise in the technical details of Beethoven's compositions, but they emphasize that the audience should not feel intimidated by the wealth of information about these musical works.
A lot of times when we have musicians, trained musicians like Jay or like me, explain about music, we explain like we had it explained to us in 4 years of undergraduate music school and then beyond. But ultimately, these pieces weren't written for educated musicians. These pieces were written to entertain the listener. We as professional musicians, as educated musicians, had to learn that in music school. But the general public is really just supposed to let the music wash over the audience and enjoy it and walk away, as I said, with whatever they want it to be.
For more information about the second OCMS Heritage Series concerts this Tuesday, you can visit omahachambermusic.org. From the KBNO Arts Desk, I am Gabriel Escalera.